Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is a beautiful start to the morning.
Nice.
We were around 60 degrees, depending on where you are, mm-hmm. and this is as good as it's going to get for the rest of the day.
All right.
Because it slowly goes down. It'll be bouncing back and forth. We're going to end the day. It's going to dip down to the 40s. And then back up to the 60s this evening.
Okay.
But this week looks good. We're not going to have a high below 60 Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all highs in the 70s.
I'll take it.
Come on, buddy. All right, you should be happy this morning.
Why should I be happy?
Well, we have a ton to get to today.
Yeah.
A ton to get to today. But we have to wrap up what you were looking for from the Buffalo Bills over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
They got your new Stephon Diggs.
Is that kid from Florida?
Florida State.
Florida State.
Wide receiver Keon Coleman. He's a gem.
And tall guy, right?
Seems like a fun time.
Tall man. Catches ball.
Big snack guy.
Yeah, big snack. That was the first thing he did when his press conference was over, is ask if he could have the snacks that were on the table for the media thing. His first snack, a Wegmans chocolate chip cookie.
Look at that.
He also picked up the container of chocolate chip cookies. He was like, there's a lot of sugar in these. And they're like, but they're good. And he's like, he like suspiciously ate the cookie while looking at the media members. We'll get to something else he said in his press conference later in the show, but there's your new Stephon Diggs.
All right.
What gets more interesting is if you are someone who wants to talk about the Bills rookie class this year, it's going to be very hard.
Why?
Because they may have drafted all of the hardest names to say on the planet.
Oh, so it's going to be like a hockey game.
Yes.
Well, it started out easy.
Yeah.
Went downhill from there.
Yeah, Keon Coleman, Bishop's an easy one. Yeah. In the fifth round, 141st overall, the Buffalo Bills took Georgia center Cedric Van Pran Granger.
Van Pran?
Cedric Van Pran hyphen Granger.
Granger. That's a full name. That's like three guys. That's like three snappers.
Van Pran Granger.
Van
all
Pran
one
Granger.
Last name.
How the hell they're going to fit that on a nameplate on the back of a jersey, I'd love to know. And that was just the beginning.
Yeah.
That's the easy one.
All right.
Because the pick after that in the fifth round, the Buffalo Bills selected out of the University of Washington a linebacker, Edifuan Ulufu-Shio.
I think you got to delay that. I think you swore that.
I'm going to try that again.
Awanahua?
Boom. Edifuan?
Yeah, I was so far off. You will what?
Edifuan. That's his first name.
Yeah.
Ulufu-Shio. Ulufu-Shio. Edifuan Ulufu-Shio.
You sound like my dad trying to order something at a Chinese restaurant. I want...
So they were saying that this was a tough draft class overall in terms of like name pronunciation. Like there are some guys, I can't remember which player it was, that just stopped telling people his full first name. And they were just like, just call him Olu or something.
Olu?
Because the Samoan kid.
Because
yeah.
like they were like, he was probably tired of explaining it to people.
Okay, so this Edifuan
He's a...
Ulafoisio.
He's Samoan?
No. He's Nigerian.
Oh, okay.
His family is from Nigerian. Excuse me. Now, you ready for this story?
All right.
The best parts of the stories. Mm. He is the son of Steve and Joyce Ulafoisio. They immigrated to Alaska from Nigeria.
That's a big jump.
Temperature change.
Yeah. Right?
It's a different climate.
Right?
Like the most extreme climates you could think of.
Did they say like what brought them to Alaska?
No.
Work.
And that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I guess a job.
Yeah, I mean, but what work would bring you from...
Oil. Not,
like, okay. I'm saying, like, what are you thumbing through the want ads? And you know, I got this job up in Alaska.
Yeah, why not? North to Alaska. Where's north? Way up there.
Like, is that a common route for immigrant folks to, like, you know, come to America is through Alaska? Because I've never heard that before.
Me neither.
So shut up then, stupid!
He's probably an oil
man. Do they still live in Alaska?
No. So here's what's really interesting.
No,
so
more oil in the States now.
He was born...
Alaska is a state.
No, the real state.
The contiguous 48.
The connected ones.
I'll be deep, deep in the cold, cold ground before I recognize Alaska.
Or Missouri.
5 B's for a nickel, they'd say. He was born in Anchorage.
Oh, okay.
This kid.
Right.
He attended high school in Anchorage before moving with his family to Las Vegas in 2016.
Wait a minute. These people have a thing for extremes.
Well, he went to Bishop Gorman High School, which is a powerhouse football program.
Oh, so, but the whole family went.
Yes, it's possible he went to go play football.
Right.
He ended up at TCU, it looks like. No, excuse me, Washington. My apologies. Right. So he ended up going back up north.
So did he start playing football in Alaska? Like, what is that program look like?
It's very quick. You probably got like 4 hours of outside or it's the ice bowl.
But this guy keeps getting more interesting because they ask him what his hobbies were. His hobbies include, now keep in mind, family from Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
He is born in Alaska, moves to Las Vegas, attends college at the University of Washington, plays linebacker. He lists his hobbies as reading, meditation, history, and movies.
Oh, this kid's deep.
And he has a degree in public and global health from the University of Washington.
This dude is deep thinking dude.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
They say his hobbies are reading and what?
Reading, meditation.
Meditation is
history,
a hobby.
Yes, and movies.
I didn't know that could be a hobby.
Meditation.
Well, it sounds like a pretty good hobby to have.
Hey, but you don't do nothing.
What do you
do? You just sit there.
You meditate.
It's not really a hobby.
It's clear in your mind.
Yeah.
No, it's easier for us to do this stupid stuff than it is to sit and be quiet.
No, but it's not like a hobby. There's my meditation room over here.
It could be a hobby. Just like yoga is a hobby.
Can we do a sidebar?
Yeah, but you get off your ass when you do yoga. What?
All right. So, like 10 years ago, 12 years ago, my wife just thought meditation.
Oh, I remember.
Okay.
You went to that joint.
Yeah, there's like a meditation group in downtown Rochester. They have like a house. And there was an all-day meditation retreat.
Yep.
So you show up at 8 in the morning, and you're done at 5, and they feed you lunch, and it's like sprouts and chili. And you literally sit in a room, and they teach you how to meditate. And you sit in silence.
You said they gave you chili?
Yeah, there's like chili,
Why would they give you chili if you're going to sit around all day in a closed room?
See how dedicated you are?
Everybody's going to be meditating and ripping ass. So how much fun was that?
I was in hell, like legitimate hell. And
didn't
I
didn't
want
to pick it up as a hobby.
No, I made it to lunchtime and I told my wife, I have to go. I cannot handle this.
How about the one dude we know that talked about meditating was one of the angriest, losing his mind mofos we knew all the time.
Well, that's why he needed it, right?
I think he was doing it wrong. He should have been. I think he was pointing at the wrong wall in the room.
So on top of the all name team, like these are some interesting guys, like more. So again, we told you about.
We don't have like one Chuck.
I didn't see a Chuck. So we have Georgia center Cedric Van Pran Granger. We have Washington linebacker Edifuan Ulafoisio. I'm going to get that before the start of the season. I promise. The Bills' final pick of the
day. I can't wait to hear Eric Woods pronounce that.
Eric Wood, you idiot. You can't even pronounce his name.
I think you're going to need two of them.
The Bills' final pick of the day.
What?
It's an interesting one.
It's the most unique by far.
Right. Yeah.
He did not attend college.
I like him already.
Okay.
No degree.
We don't know if he has no degree. What I meant to say was he did not attend college to play football.
Oh.
Offensive tackle Travis Clayton was chosen out of the International Player Pathway Program.
What is that?
He's from England.
Oh,
so the
didn't we have one of these guys before?
It's kind of different. So
we didn't draft that guy.
Yes,
yeah,
that
he busted
last guy.
Out.
No, he didn't bust. He was on the roster for 2 years.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. Well, practice squad roster, but still on the roster. What was his name? Wade. What was his first name? Damn it. I'm going to blank.
Christian
I'm not talking
Wade.
To you. Thank you. I'm talking to Kimmy. She'll know. Eric Woods. Eric's Wood. Wooden. Wooda. Water. Big Red. Travis Clayton. Drafted out of the International Player Pathway Program. If I'm not mistaken, he's the first ever player drafted out of this.
I was going to say, it was an interesting. I think a lot of people were surprised to see that.
So,
go ahead.
Not your typical football player.
Hmm. Well, he's a big dude.
Yeah, he is an athletic specimen. But did you see like the sports that he's played?
Boxing, soccer.
Skeleton.
Okay, yep, saw that.
Well, he's a Brit. Playing the British stuff.
You playing the British stuff over there? You doing a Brit?
Well, the soccer.
Yeah, but so a couple
of rugby.
Skeleton. Oh, rugby?
Yeah.
That means he's got a broken nose. Bro, every one of those dudes has like the most effed up nose, like like old school bare knuckle boxer nose.
What are you talking about?
I guarantee his nose is effed.
That's a Tommy guarantee?
Yes.
F nose?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it looked okay.
I didn't notice his nose.
I didn't either.
So a couple interesting things. You know, on the first night of the draft, they have all those guys in the green room waiting to come out and when they get drafted. And then, it's, you know, once you get to like the second day.
Well, the schlubs.
Exactly. This kid, despite being drafted in the seventh round, was in the green
room.
Stuck
around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. That's what
was he sleeping there?
Yeah, because it was funny because I watched when they drafted him and I was like, hey, there's somebody on stage. Like they didn't show him on TV on the broadcast I was watching at least. So I was like, well, are they going to show the guy? He like stuck around this whole time for nothing.
So where did he play football?
He didn't.
He's never played football?
So I don't know if he's played organized football before. That's what I read somewhere. That sounds insane. Could you Google that?
So
that's
what did
I thought the
at?
International, what is it? The players... exchange or whatever. I thought they did play. I thought there was like a program where they played football.
Okay, if you could Google, because I saw somebody say he's never played football. He did a workout for like a combine they held in England, and he was so off the charts in his testing that the Bills were like, we want to take a chance.
So what's his position?
He's an offensive tackle.
All right. Well, I mean, you just got to be a big guy.
No, he's like the most athletic offensive tackle you've ever seen. Like
but he runs, big man.
Big old. He's a big man with a busted nose, from what I understand.
Oh, yeah.
But when he the stage after being drafted, he was wrapped in the United Kingdom flag.
The Union Jack.
Yeah, that's the one. He had it around his neck like it was a cape, which was a
pretty cool
moment, right? So
it'll get you in the London Times.
Oh, no, here's what it says. He had a successful 10-week preparatory stint on the International Player Pathway.
Man, that's a league.
He ran a 4.7 40-yard dash.
Yeah, I mean, he's
at 300 pounds.
Damn.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
And he's born and bred British guy.
Yeah, in England. Born in...
But you don't think
Basingstoke?
You don't think of big, athletic British people. You just don't.
Tyson Fury, the heavyweight champ of the world?
Well, I'm just thinking like your Beckham.
I mean, some of those soccer players are big guys.
They look kind of like skinny.
What sport would you have watched involving a British person that would have a big guy in it?
None.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So the program itself is pretty vague. It says it allows athletes to develop and begin their journey in American football through camps.
Okay.
It sounds like some scam. You come across at the mall.
Yeah.
Sign your kid up.
Well,
sign your flabby kid up for this.
It says through camps with scouts and coaches present.
It sounds like something where you pay $500 bucks and it's like some place out and it just sucks.
This is when Kimmy got took it at the mall when they wanted to take glamour shots. And her mom was like, my daughter's going to be a star. She's going to get us out of here.
Send us $500.
I'm getting out of here. I'll show you.
Yeah, doesn't necessarily say that they played football before.
6'7", 303 pounds, and he ran a 4.7 40-yard. That's insane. I'm going to read you a quote. I'm going to so to put that into context, he's faster and heavier than J.J. Watt and considered one of the biggest athletic freaks in NFL history.
Right, in history.
He is faster than all of the offensive linemen who competed at the NFL Combine over the last decade.
How old is he?
That's 23.
Oh, okay. Because he looks like he could be like 27.
It's always hard to tell with really big people.
And Brits, too.
What are you talking about?
They got the bad teeth.
What do you mean,
They usually got the bad teeth and a bad schnoz.
What is bad? Okay, by the way, I'm looking at his nose. Nose looks fine.
Bro, that's filtered. That's a filtered picture from Getty Images or some crap.
What are you talking about?
No, what is Getty Images?
It's the people that own all the pictures.
He's technically not wrong.
Apparently Getty snapped up all the pitches. Now you can't have them.
We're starting great today. Yeah. With a delicate story that we have to get our facts exactly straight on, I'm really glad we're starting this way.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A lottery ticket worth almost $40,000.
God damn,
was
man.
Sold at Wegmans Mount Reed over the weekend.
Oh, that is the heart of the West Side.
What are you, Huey Lewis? $38,544.50. And yes, it actually says and 50 cents.
Man, you're going to fix up that Trans Am now.
Okay, so that's a great chunk of change.
Oh, yeah.
And let's account for like taxes, fees, all that jazz. Leaves you with around $20,000 cash.
Yeah.
Fairest
that's
estimate?
That's some fun money, buddy.
Okay. Don't think. Knee-jerk reaction. Right now, I hand you 20 grand to spend. What are you spending it on?
Party. Going into party season.
Okay, so you're just spending it on booze?
Have some fun.
Take a vacation. Okay, so you're taking a vacation.
You could take...
I'm not asking what you could do. I'm asking what you're doing. Go.
Multiple vacations.
Okay, so you're going on trips.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Kimmy, don't think. 20 grand now. Go.
What do you think Lamo's doing?
You're not Kimmy.
Ice Maid number one.
House stuff.
What's house stuff?
We want to redo some stuff, so it'll get us started.
All right.
Wait, what are you doing with 20 grand?
So she's going to do lame homeowner stuff.
You're buying a potted plant with $20,000?
Well, we need to retile the front entry.
So you're going to have fun with it, yeah. Tommy. Kimmy, you're going to use it for responsible measures.
Yeah, I guess.
So just to be clear, you started this break by saying West Side's going to blow it. Mm-hmm. You live in Pittsburgh. You're blowing it. She's from...
booze and vacations.
She's from Hilton, and she's doing the responsible thing.
Okay.
So 20 grand is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But here's what sucks about $20,000. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. 20 grand is the exact amount of money mm-hmm. where you could pay off a ton of debt
oh, yeah.
and make your life easier,
mm-hmm.
or you could buy or do something really cool, but you can't do both. 20 grand
yeah.
is all the amount of cash to do whatever you want to do on either side of that fence. So if you were handed this cash, it's $20,000, you would either have to be responsible or you would have to be ready for some big time fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, what is the smartest thing to do with it?
Let the good times roll.
So you're not even considering being responsible.
Man, life is short. What are you going to do? Save it for what? Give it to your kids? They don't appreciate
it.
Or what, hand it off to lawyers when you die?
What? Debt. $20,000.
Or the coffin maker?
Bro, you ain't Warren Buffett with $20,000.
No, so let me live now.
No, but
let me live. Let me live. Little Tommy time.
Kimmy, would outside of your mortgage, would $20,000 get you out of debt?
No. Well,
would it put a nice chunk into it?
It would put a good chunk into it, yeah.
All right.
So she got no debt. She's got like good debt.
My husband and I both, you know, to combined, have some stuff we'd like to pay off.
Oh, that was a mean way to say that. That hurt me.
What? Combined?
My husband.
It's two people.
To make the money last the longest, the smart thing to do...
Put it in the bank and let it grow interest compounded.
No, because you're not building interest of $20,000.
Oh,
no, the way to make that $20,000 last the longest is to buy something fun with it. The way to make
a boat?
Whatever. Like whatever your toy is. Boat, jet ski, you know, used RV.
But those are headaches.
So what are you doing with it then?
Because vacation ain't a headache if I could go party
vacation
somewhere.
Vacation ain't a headache.
Not if I could sit at some beach and get wasted.
Oh, you're going to go by yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm married.
Can I take the whole damn family? I'm not taking the whole family.
What do you mean you're not taking the family? Kimmy?
It's for mom and dad only.
Kimmy, if your dad, even as an adult, hit for $20,000 and they were going on a fabulous vacation and it wasn't even considered that you and your brother were invited, would that bother you?
You're talking about now or when I was a kid?
Now.
No, I don't think it would bother me now.
You can't take grown
understand.
Ass people on vacation.
Didn't your dad take you guys on vacation?
Oh, yeah, so he already did that.
He did.
But
which
I was very
but
generous.
They, I mean, but they go on.
Can't take grown ass people on vacation. He already took her on vacation. Mash your feet, mash my feet in your couch. Yeah, mash my feet in his
no,
couch.
No, I would understand if they want to take some, like, you know, bucket list trip somewhere. Like,
mommy
you know,
daddy
they,
time.
They have the time to do it, too. It would be tough to. Take the whole family along.
No, but they get Bajika Wow Wow anytime they want.
Yeah, but it's island time, man. It's like a different time zone. You're having fun.
You're talking about an island bone?
Ooh.
My favorite.
Island bone?
Yeah, Elton John song.
Island bone!
252 WCMF, 252-9263. A lottery ticket worth $40,000 sold at the Mount Reed Wegmans over the weekend. $38,544.50. After taxes, we figure that's around $20,000 cash. Mm-hmm. And what sucks about $20,000 is you can either do something super fun with $20,000
right.
or you can be responsible with $20,000 and you can't do both. It's not enough money to split it where it would impact both of those things enough where you would even
right.
care about it. Now, what I was trying to get at before you wouldn't stop running your stupid money mouth.
You asked me a question.
No, I made a statement and you were like, bah!
What?
The way to make it last the longest is to buy something fun because you would have that thing in front of you.
You're talking boat RV.
Boat RV, jet ski, whatever.
Pool.
Can you buy a pool with $20,000?
Probably, you get a nice hot tub.
The way to make it mean something, that $20,000, is to spend it on a once-in-a-lifetime trip or multiple vacations, right? Because you have those memories forever.
Right.
The way to make that money work the best for you...
Oh, put it to work.
No, is to pay down whatever bills you have or invest in your house if you own one. And that's the most depressing part of this.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago that $20,000 would have been a nice chunk of change put down on a house.
Oh, yeah.
Like now.
You can't even look at the house.
Like, it helps.
Well, but Kimmy, think about this.
But it doesn't, you know, doesn't take all the headache out of it.
Kimmy, if you were able to find a house in Rochester that you could buy for
$200,000. That's if you get the house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's only a 10% down payment on
that
house.
And that don't do nothing for you.
I mean, it takes 10%
like I said, it helps, but it doesn't, you know, change your life.
Kimmy, if you were going to do something fun, don't think. What are you doing with $20,000? Go.
I mean, I would like to travel.
Where are you going? Go.
I would somewhere in the Mediterranean.
Ooh.
Somewhere out that way.
Mediterranean, yeah. Kimmy. All right. I'm going to say something.
Greece.
I'm going to say something.
Hit some of those islands up.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
You don't seem like the Mediterranean type.
I mean
that with all due respect.
I don't even know what that means.
I really made her mad. Okay.
I'm wondering. I'm Italian.
No, I mean, you're kind of Italian. You don't ever bring up your Italian roots.
But you're like a tall, blonde Italian.
Yeah.
It don't make no sense.
See, that's an Italian. When you say something like that, that's what an Italian's supposed to sound like.
It should be more squatty and loud.
You would hate that.
Yeah, probably.
No, like if I saw Tommy doing Mediterranean stuff, he's dressed, he's built, he looks like a man.
I already got the shoes
that size.
For
yeah, into the Mediterranean. Like you look.
I look like somebody that could sit around and drink coffee at a cafe all day and read the paper.
Yeah.
Smoke a cigarette.
Yes.
Do you think everybody that travels looks like they live there?
No, but I'm saying like you look more like someone who wants to go to Australia. Like you and your husband fit perfectly as Australian tourists.
Have you seen those spiders? No, thank you.
Well, you go to like a
Not into like the Australian like wildlife scene. I'm out.
That was the douchiest thing you've ever said.
Have you seen some of the animals out that way?
I didn't even know they had big spiders.
It's like Florida on steroids.
You don't have to go into like the nature parks. You stay in like Sydney near
that
opera
house. Spiders.
No spiders near the opera house.
All right. Is that a fact?
Where are you going on vacation? 20 grand, go.
20 grand.
I don't think go.
Oh, the beach. I'm going to Miami.
You don't look like a beach person.
No, I look
like
you
do not look like a beach person.
You know I look Miami.
No, you know what you look like? You look like those old black and white footage, like film strips of the 20s, where they'd walk into like a tent and come out in a bathing suit that was like from their shoulders to their knees.
I think I'm going to Miami.
Okay. Well, 20 grand?
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do with 20 grand?
Everything. Maybe even a little schnee.
You're too lame to go to Miami with 20 grand.
He does have the outfits.
I already got the shoes.
No, but Kimmy,
I got my Miami kicks.
Kimmy, if he's gonna try and fit into places where he's got 20 grand to blow,
I think I'm taking my talents to South Beach.
He ain't got that kind of money, Kimmy. Yeah. He ain't got or that kind of clothing. He ain't got 20 grand to blow a week in Miami money.
I'm going.
Okay.
You asked me where I'm going, and you tell me no.
No, but with $20,000, you could literally go any place on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Any place on the planet, and you chose to go home. Like E.T.
Yeah, but it's like the nicer part of where I used to live.
Okay.
Miami's like the city around the world now. Everybody's going to Miami. Think of everybody has moved to Miami.
What are you, Will Smith? Unbelievable, Miami.
Yeah.
I feel like you...
$100,000 car. Everybody's got one.
I feel like you think you would like Miami, but I feel like it wouldn't last long in Miami.
Well, I'm not going to be there forever. I'm going to blow 20 grand and come home.
All right.
No, I'm with you.
That's like the perfect amount of Miami.
Kimmy's right.
Like, the second the young people show up where you are, you're not going to like it.
No, but there's older Miami.
Okay.
But not where it's going to be fun to blow 20 grand. Like, what are you going to do? Like, what's your big purchase in Miami while you're down there?
It's going to be alcohol.
Okay, so you're just so... But you can do that here.
And really nice hotel on the beach.
All right.
That'd be nice.
God, you're old.
What?
Beach party shows up.
The Fountain Blue. Waiting for Lucy and Desi to show up in their Cadillac. Walk around in a smoking jacket and a backgammon board.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rochester is Festival Town, USA.
You know it, buddy.
And even the outskirts, Tommy, get in big time on the action.
Oh, yeah.
We got balloon fests. We got Nunday fun days. We got Renaissance festivals and rings of fire and so on.
Mm.
But there's one thing that happened over the weekend that I don't think anyone in this room has heard of.
Oh.
And, well, I guess it's hard to determine What type of person would want to go to something like this?
This just doesn't sound good for this festival.
You're hanging out in the break room. Ranch, just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. But first,
what's up?
There was a ton of stuff going on this weekend in the greater Rochester area.
Yeah, you were saying.
Imagine RIT Fest. Massive. Thousands of people.
But that's like Thinking Fest.
It's on the campus.
But they got to imagine.
Yes.
I'm out.
Okay, so you want something more like smaller rural?
Rural.
Yeah, rural.
All right.
Well, then what happened out in Ogden on Saturday is for you.
Right.
The annual Sheep Shearing Festival.
Oh.
Oh. Little sheep shearing.
Yep. According to 10NBC, the festival includes sheep shearing, wool spinning, dyeing demonstrations.
So this is like old school country living.
Well, see, it sounds like that. And then you get to this next line.
Yeah.
Where you get a tour of the farm's robotic milking center.
Wow.
Yeah. All of this happened at Springdale Farms, and if you wanted in to the Sheep Shearing Festival on Saturday, $8.
And you just watch them shear sheep?
I guess. All right, so here's the thing.
What?
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. As a born and bred West Sider, Springdale Farms holds a very special place in
the
world.
Oh, yeah,
great place for the kids to go. Kimmy, you remember going to Springdale Farms when you were a kid?
Vaguely.
Okay.
Yeah. We had our own farms.
Well, she was far. She lived in farms.
Yeah, she's a farm.
You didn't have to go too far hit a farm.
You're right. However, with this festival we have in front of us at Springdale Farms, I think it's fair to ask.
Yeah.
Who the hell is going to a sheep shearing festival?
I don't get it. Because you're just going to watch some guy shear the sheep. You don't do it.
Well, I was going to say,
is there a contest of who could do it the fastest?
Yeah.
Because I
enter?
Don't think you should do it the fastest.
Well, no, but could you hurt the sheep?
Like, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, no, but it's like shaving it.
I think you have to like know what you're doing.
Yeah, if they wiggle, you cut them.
You just hold them down. Well, no, because it's like, I think they use like the same razors that like got, like they use
the barber.
It looks like it. Yeah, it looks like a big.
So you just like they're going into the Marine Corps.
So like.
I would have no interest in this.
Neither would I. But
I mean, maybe for a minute. But, like, to walk around for, like, an hour or 2 hours, no.
Is there some subculture of wool enthusiasts that would flock, no pun intended, to something like this?
I can see, like, a little kid wanting to see it.
Okay, that makes sense. Like, anytime.
I can't imagine a grown-ass person, like, this is what they want to go watch.
Well, look, man, like, we talk about some of these weird festivals and get-togethers and events that they have, and then we find out there are these, like, strange groups that you'd never expect to actually
exist. But these are, like, woolies.
Yeah.
What else would you call them?
Well, I mean, no, that's what I mean. Like, are there people in Rochester and maybe across the country, across the world, that their hobby is...
But they're not farmers. They're not in agriculture.
No.
They just want to go to this farm and watch this event.
Well, they're into, like, making stuff out of, like, wool. Like, farm-to-table wool.
All right, like, you knit.
Yeah.
But let's say you don't knit.
Okay.
Let's say you just like to watch this.
Okay.
You're a weirdo.
Well...
Bro, that's a weirdo. Well, like, you don't knit... You don't have any agriculture in your background.
Okay.
You just like to stop and watch a man shear an animal.
I don't know. Does it fit though with the whole, like, people just like to go to farms for like the feeling of it, I guess? Is it?
But usually you got a kid with you.
Okay, what's weirder though? Adult man alone watching a sheep getting sheared or dragging a kid to stand next to you while that sheep gets sheared?
At least you dragged a kid.
No, but that's like, you're going to stand with me, we're going to hold hands, we're going to watch him shear a sheep.
But at least you had the common sense to bring a kid.
Okay.
As a shield.
No.
This is just straight up wool weirdo.
To your point, there was a bunch of kid stuff going on, right? Like, there were crafts.
Yeah, you gotta have that. It's a face painting.
And, like, here's the thing. Like, if you're just looking for a Saturday to, like, entertain the kids, farm's always the best
bet. Yeah, it shuts them up.
Yeah, but, like, were there grown-ass people that went by themselves because they are wool enthusiasts, sheep-shearing enthusiasts at
Can you turn her around a little bit there for me there, buddy? Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you, kind sir.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Talking about the Sheep Shearing Festival that happened at Springdale Farms out in Ogden on Saturday for $8. You got access
to a pair of dungarees.
Sheep shearing, wool spinning, dying demonstration. True, it's what it says.
I got dizzy at the wool spinning.
I don't think you know what wool spinning is.
Should have drank all that Applejack in the truck.
All right, Tommy, let me ask you a question.
What?
So you live right behind Naz in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
All right. If just past your backyard, Naz was doing an educational demonstration sheep shearing, totally for free, that you could walk to in 15 seconds, would you go watch it?
No. No. I don't think so.
Kimmy,
I have
do
no
you
interest.
Believe Tommy?
You might check it out. You might just happen to be strolling by at the right time.
No, but I would go. He's saying would I get up and go.
It's at 5 o'clock. It's at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, that's cocktails. There's no way I'm going to miss out having cocktails to go look at some sheep's bare ass.
Does this kind of thing attract the same people that are into... Like, did you ever have, like, homespun...
She didn't even... Hold on. She didn't even say what you were going
to say. I know where she's going. Oh, I know where she's going.
You know people who just... They're very interested in, like, life... Like, did you ever have homespun day as a kid?
No, what is that?
It was, like, where they showed you...
You needed a home.
It was, like, where they showed you how people, like, lived before, like, you know, electricity.
Oh,
and
so
stuff.
Like the like Country Village Museum.
Yeah, very similar. Okay. Like, so, like, are there people that are really interested... In that, like, lifestyle, like, does it, because, like, you talk about, like, the wool, you know, all the stuff that they do with it, and it's kind of like that, you know, old-timey, yeah.
I will say this, to answer your question, if there is a community of those people. You know, I told you, my wife loves the Genesee Country Village Museum. We have season passes, and I'll say this every time. Yeah. My wife bought season passes to a museum whose hook is we haven't changed anything in 250 years.
Okay. They only need to go to it once.
So we went there for the eclipse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when we walked in, there was this couple walking around in time period clothing.
Yeah.
And I went, wow, like, you know, like.
They worked there.
Look, well, that's just it. They do a really good job at the Genesee Country Village Museum of getting every detail done.
And they stay in character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I saw that they were going into the gift shop, and I was like, man, that's weird.
So what?
They did not work at the museum. They were a younger couple, I would guess in their 20s, maybe early 30s, that had dressed in complete time period appropriate
pieces.
So, like,
those people, like, probably enjoy churning their own butter, I would guess.
Yeah, they do.
That butter churning 24/7, baby.
But they
it's so creamy at the top.
They may also, you know, like watching sheep shearing and what they do with all the wool and living off the farm.
Like,
I don't know.
Those places always depress me.
Because it reminds you of your childhood.
Well, yes. But, like, it's like, hey, come watch backbreaking work. Like, everything was like an effort back then.
No, I do find it interesting watching how they managed to do these things.
But, like,
things.
Everything you did, like, took you all day.
Well, yeah. That's how life was.
Ah, you want an egg? You can have it Thursday.
You don't find that stuff interesting? Seeing how we got here?
A little bit, but I always get bummed out. Like,
what are you talking about? Like, they're dead. Those people died a long time ago. But
they should have because they're so dirty and poor.
Like I remember as a kid, like there was one activity they had you do where you made your own candle. I was like, this sucks.
Yes.
How the people
and
live
you needed
like
that
this.
For light. It wasn't
this
even to put on a
this
birthday
is the
cake.
Ugliest candle I've ever seen.
It does. It blows, man. The past sucks.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about the sheep shearing festival at Springdale Farms that was on Saturday. It was $8 admission. And with that $8, you got access to sheep shearing, wool spinning, dyeing demonstrations. You also got a tour of their robotic milking center. Mm. We're trying to figure out who this is for, other than like parents with kids that wanted to give them a farm day.
You're just trying to kill a day, right, with your kid.
Do people love sheep enough where this would be a draw?
That's kind of
like petting
weird.
A sheep.
No,
or,
okay.
Well, no, like people
you
like
idiot.
They have like you know the petting zoos and things like that where you pet farm animals. Maybe that could be a draw for people.
You love animals.
Yeah. I do.
You love animals. Yeah. On a scale
baby goat, baby rhino.
On a scale of 1 to 10, cute animal scale, where does an adult sheep fall on that scale?
Yeah, adorable a sheep.
Give me 1 to 10.
I have a 6, 7.
Okay, so 7.
Not your top adorable animal.
No, I understand. I mean, and they're also plentiful around here. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
not rare to see a sheep, which I think brings it down a little bit. Mm. But maybe just the fun of like being around sheep close is enough to get people to
all
spend
right.
$8.
Put a smile on your face.
Not for you?
Eh, I don't know. What else you got in there?
Well, you said baby goat. If they did a baby goat festival.
Goat, I'm in.
That's weirder than
like
going
all
to a
sheep.
Those little baby goats are adorable when they run around. Because they almost hop.
Yeah. They're very cute.
So you would spend $8 and drive out to Ogden for a baby goat festival.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of people would.
Yeah, and baby anything.
I'd like to use my first time out of the show, please. Okay, thank you. I don't disagree with you, Tommy, when you say that people going to watch sheep shearing is a little bit weird. As like grown-ass people, that's all they're doing. However, I would argue it's weirder that you would be willing to drive across the county and spend $8 to look at baby goats in person.
Because they put a smile on my face. Baby pig, little piglet.
No,
adorable.
I understand that they're cute. I'm saying you, the way you look, the way you speak.
Do you have
the
right
act.
Shoes for it?
No, I got to change the shoes.
No, I'm asking, like, do you own a pair of shoes that you can wear to this thing? Like, yeah,
I got
like
lesser
that.
Shoes.
I'm
lesser
I'm
shoes.
Just
yes.
wondering. You well, don't seem like.
Oh, get my lesser shoes. I'm going out. Give me a pail. Milk the cow.
I got my nice shoes on today.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Starting off Monday. Great. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yeah.
Bill writes us, "Hey, idiots. It's just an excuse to have a festival. It's one small part of a day on the farm. Most people that go to the Lilac Festival for the flowers. No one goes to Cornhill for the art. Shut up and learn something before you open your stupid mouth." Jeez, Bill.
Okay, he kind of brings up a good point. The sheep shearing are the lilacs of the festival.
Okay, good.
Because to your point, you know. You're there for, like, the food and the music and the...
They got music at this thing?
I didn't see no music. Well,
yeah.
The bleats of a sheep might be music enough.
Okay.
Bang. Mm. By the way, Bill, we're asking so we can get the answer. You don't have to get mad. You just tell us. No, it's a way to get people...
A lot of anger on that farm.
Jeez, man. You got a whole week to get ready. Jeez. Do people pay more money for wool, like, right off the farm?
Probably.
Like, farm to table, the sweater? Well, no, I'm trying to figure out, like, what would be more comfortable in quality, like...
I don't know. I've never seen anything like that sold at a festival of you. Like,
they sell that alpaca stuff, and then there's like an alpaca stand in there.
Yeah, but have you ever
seen an alpaca stand?
No,
there.
Like,
there has never once been a live alpaca standing next to the alpaca stand.
I'm telling you, when they do that alpaca stuff, they got an alpaca.
There's not,
you don't know no alpaca. You don't have West Side alpaca.
What are you talking about? There's a ton of alpaca farms on the West Side.
They're all under house arrest. They don't take care of their kids. Some of them strip at night.
I've never seen a farm wool to store sweater.
Mm.
Like never, like there. I've never seen a tag that says like straight from whatever farm. Oh. You know what I mean? Because you'd think they would definitely make that known if it was like that local.
But that
you know?
Would be super expensive.
Or would it just be like not comfortable?
Yeah.
Like would it be like
itchy.
Way scratchier?
Itchy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there's a reason why we switched to cotton than wool. Because to your point, wool's it's stifling.
I forget.
And sweaty.
Sometimes I forget, and I'm not even joking when I say this, that when you were a kid, like cotton was like a miracle new fabric.
Bro, it was, I can remember when it came out.
And like you literally love cotton, and it's all propaganda from the cotton commercials that you play.
Cotton, the fabric of your life.
I've never met anyone in my life who loves cotton so much, and it's only because it was on, those commercials were on between the cartoons you were watching on Saturday.
Like, cotton is very ball friendly. Okay. Wool ain't.
Yeah, nobody wears
look at those old timey
underpants.
Baseball players. They all look miserable back then. Why do you think like Babe Ruth ran so stilted around there? It's the old Bambino. Boy, he's really itching himself today. Maybe it's the ball. Maybe it's the hookers. I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.